Good afternoon and welcome, listeners, to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and we have a pretty topic-filled afternoon scheduled for you, so we're going to get right at it. I want to remind our listeners, if they want to get on the radio today, please give us a call here at the station at 457-1290, 457-1290, and we'll get you on the air. I want to begin by reminding our listeners and our members and people who are affiliated with the range that we're going to have our last-minute Christmas Eve sale. That's last-minute Christmas Eve sale on Christmas Eve, Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. During that period of time, we're going to be selling firearms. We've had that'll be the last day of our 12 days of Christmas gun sale, and I want to tell you that so many people have taken advantage of the smoking deals we've had. I know Mark called me the other day, and I think he'd sold more guns in the last 10 days than we probably sold in the previous 30. So we've got some prices on guns, price to sell. So if you haven't already done so, take a look at the flyer that Mark has linked on the website, or stop by the range, and Mark or one of our staff members will be more than glad to discuss with you the guns that we have in stock. And it's a pretty extensive supply, and they are, as I mentioned earlier, priced to sell. So if you're looking to buy a gun, now's the time to do it. And we will be culminating that sale at the close of business on Christmas Eve. But we will be open Christmas Eve for anybody that would like to stop by the range from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In addition to the gun sale, we will also sell tickets up until 1 o'clock for our Christmas raffle. And our Christmas raffle's a great thing. We've had so many people take advantage of the purchase of tickets. We have three prizes. First prize is the in-stock handgun of your choice. Second prize is a Remington 870 Express shotgun. And third prize is a Ruger 10/22 rifle. Tickets cost $10 a piece, or 3 for $25. And on Christmas Eve, if you stop in during the day before the drawing at 1 o'clock, we will sell tickets 4 for $25 in addition to $10 a piece. So it's a great opportunity for you to get in, see what we have, see if there's any last minute firearms needs we might be able to help you satisfy. And in addition to the firearm sale, we'll offer 10% off of our accessories and ammunition with a 5-box limit on the ammo, because I know people have been looking for different ways to get ammunition. I'll tell you right up front, there's not going to be much, if any, 22 available, but there's plenty of the other calibers, the popular pistol calibers and rifle 5.56 ammo available for those of you that know that are pretty much our clientele, or at least our business revolves around 9mm, 40, 45, and 223. So there's plenty of that. So if you're interested in getting some ammo, stop by, and we'll be more than glad to give you an opportunity to do that. I want to also mention that we just last week received a small number of SIG 227s. They're highly sought after 45 caliber double action, single action firearm. Already half of them have been sold. So there's a couple left, and one of the two that's still left is one that SIG doesn't even have on their website. It's the 227 in their ever popular, very good looking Equinox a finish. That's kind of a brushed stainless on top of the Nitron. It's just an awesome looking gun. If you look on their website and look at the 226 or the 220 Equinox, it's almost identical, but in the 227 configuration, which is a 45 caliber.
And the Equinox also comes with night sights.
Yes, it does.
Multicolor night sights.
Yes, they come with night
really
sights. It has the tritium fiber optic front sight and the SIG, I think they call them SIG light rear sight. So it's a great opportunity if you're looking to get one. I know they're hard to get. Haven't seen many of them at the gun show. Many of the gun stores are getting them on a very limited basis. But I had an opportunity. I thought I was going to take a chance, but as it turned out, it wasn't a big deal, because people, before I even had them in the store, when I was telling people, they were laying claims to them. So if you're interested in one of those, we have a couple left. So that's going to be a great opportunity on Christmas Eve. If you can't make it in Christmas Eve, they'll be open for a couple hours left today. We're open till 5 today, and tomorrow from 1 to 5, we'll be open our regular schedule on Monday from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., and then, as I mentioned, Christmas Eve from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you
some of those Christmas Eve deals are really Christmas Eve only deals. So
that's
if you're
exactly
not in
right.
that day, then we understand that, but that's your loss.
That's one way to get people down to the range, and we understand there's just some people who They haven't quite figured out what they're going to get for themselves. That's typically what it is. And we certainly have made an opportunity for somebody to come in and buy something for themselves. In the studio today, we're fortunate to have with us Jake Stoner, who's a representative from Stoner Holsters, just recently came on as one of the show sponsors. And Jake, I want to welcome you to the show and tell us a little bit about Stoner Holsters.
Thanks, Jeff. I work sales at Stoner Holsters. Basically, we got started back in 97. We were selling other manufacturers' holsters, and they sold pretty well. We decided, you know, we could actually make these things. Before too long, we ended up making them ourselves, and we started in the garage and expanded to our basement, and over the last 10 or so years, it's kind of blossomed into what it is today.
And I saw you just recently moved into a new location. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. We were shoulder to shoulder back where we were.
Okay. Where are you at now? Where's the new store?
We're off Route 4. It's headed towards Germantown, but it's actually in Middletown.
Okay. And what kind of hours do you keep there at the store?
9 to 5, Monday through Thursday. On Thursdays, we generally pack up and go to gun shows, so a lot of our inventory isn't there. But here through the holiday season, we have been open on Fridays and Saturdays as well. We will be open on Christmas Eve from 9 to 1.
And there's another great opportunity that if you're interested in getting a custom holster, the nice thing about Stoners, and let me tell our listeners, we took them on as a sponsor for two reasons. They sell quality products, but they're also a local company, and they can customize holsters to almost any gun you want. And if you go to their website at stonerholsters.com and you look at their offerings, you'll see particularly under their ever so popular 415, which I'll have Jake talk a little bit more about after the break, they've got over 200 got holsters for over 200 different guns. So you can imagine over time, like us, people come to us and say, hey, I have this gun, this make, this brand. I can't find a holster anywhere. Unlike most people who sell guns and holsters as an aftermarket thing or that they buy from, we can't customize them. Stoners can customize them. Is that correct, Jake?
Oh, yeah. Anything you've got. If we don't have a dummy gun at our shop, if you can leave your gun with us for about a week, we can make you anything you want.
That's great. And that's a great feature that they offer that other places just can't.
Yeah, that's a really outstanding opportunity because we have a lot of people that come through concealed carry class with the one-off gun that we haven't seen before, haven't seen very many of. And one of the big points that we make is that you need to get a gun that is fit to the holster that you're going to carry it in. And if you have just a generic, well, it's any semi-auto with a 4.5 to 5.5 inch barrel, that's not really suitable for concealed carry because for a lot of reasons, but making sure that the gun stays where it needs to be until you need it is one of the big ones. And the ability to locally get someone to take your gun and make a fit holster for it is something that hasn't been around. We certainly weren't aware of the fact that that was around in Dayton, and I'm glad you're doing it. So we're going to need to take a break here because we need to go out to the Weather Center, but we'll be right back after this. If you'd like to be part of the show, call the studio at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. And right before the break, I mentioned to our listeners that we have a guest in the studio today. It's Jake Stoner from Stoner Holsters. And Jake, one of the things you mentioned when you were talking a little bit about the development, you started out small, 1997. You mentioned that you have hours Monday through Thursday and you go to the shows. I imagine this is a show weekend. Where are you set up this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We're set up at Hare Arena this weekend. We've got like 10 tables, kind of hard to miss. Big sign that says holsters on it.
So I imagine there's a few holsters out there that if people want to go and it's closer for them here in the Dayton area to go to Hare rather than coming down to Middletown, they could pretty much get anything they need up there this weekend. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. We keep a pretty large moving inventory that we bring from the show to the shop and we'll have it all there.
Good. Well, I've stopped by their booth several times, and they have a very extensive inventory. So if you're so inclined, Hare Arena, stop by Stoner Holsters and let them know that Jake steered them that way, and they'll be glad to hear that. And we have a caller on the line who's interested.
Yeah, Jeff, let's go out to the phone and talk to Kyle, who's calling from Dayton, who has a question about finding a holster for pistols. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Outstanding. How can we help you?
I've been around shooting and guns and sports and all that stuff my whole life, but I've recently got into handguns. And being left-handed, I picked up an FNX-9 and an FNX-45. I seem to be having a hard time finding a left-handed holster for either one of these pistols, anything that fits and is comfortable to wear as I'm looking into getting my concealed carry. And I just wondered if you guys might have any pointers or anybody I should check out for these items?
Well, you called on the perfect day. Let me just turn you right over to Jake Stoner, who is sales for Stoner Holsters right here in the Dayton area.
Hi, Kyle. Beautiful. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. You mentioned you were left-handed. That's actually one of the main things that we make sure that we keep in stock for our customers. Everything that we make is available in left-handed. And now you have an FNX both 9 and 45, you said?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we can make you holsters for that. I believe we actually just got a dummy gun in, so it's very possible that we won't even need to look at your gun to make you holsters. Really, the question now is how would you like to carry it? Are you trying to conceal it? Are you just trying to bring it to the range? I mean, what are your intentions?
My intention would be a concealed, and I've seen a lot of different stuff with paddles inside, outside of the waistband, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking more to do something where a t-shirt would cover it on an outside of the waistband type holster.
So something that would be smooth on the outside, but then be worn on the outside of the belt with a good secure, solid belt in between belt loops kind of thing, I would guess.
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
I mean, my recommendation would be something similar to a pancake holster, something that your belt is going to slide through. If you actually have to feed your belt through the holster, it's very secure. There's no way you're going to rip that thing off unless you can tear your belt somehow. And since you can tighten up your belt a little bit, that'll actually cinch the holster up towards your body. So the holster and the gun rest right up against you. That FNX is a big gun, so you're really going to have to worry about the printing. So you really need something that's going to keep that as tight as you can. Plus, you need the butt of the gun in line with your body, which usually is going to require a cant. If there's any way that you could make it into our shop or visit us at Hare Arena this weekend, we would be more than happy to go over a few different styles with you and just see what you like. Because although the pancake holster is good and it's very secure, you're compromising by buying that holster. You know, if you get a paddle holster, same type of deal. They're great, but they don't conceal quite as well as the pancake holsters. But if you've got to get in and out of your car, or if you're going into banks and places where you're not allowed to bring your gun and you've got to take it off frequently, that might be more convenient for you.
If that's your bank, you need a new bank, by the way, because banks are not off limits for carry.
Yes, I've seen the signs, and I've seen a lot of them come down.
Absolutely. And Kyle, again, as Jake mentioned, if you can get out to Hare Arena this weekend, they're open, I think, till 5 today, and then they'll be open till 4 tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 on Sunday. If you live in the Dayton area, it might be closer to take a run out there, see what they have. And you know, mentioned that you talked to Jake on the air today, and he directed you out there, and I'm sure that Jeff or one of the other staff members will be more than glad to help you. But that's not going to be a difficult gun for them to come up with something that'll be customized, custom fit for the gun you have.
That sounds great. Tomorrow I'm free, and I am in the Dayton area, so I'll be out there at Hare Arena checking you guys out.
Thank great. You for calling the show.
Make sure you bring
Thank
your
you.
Gun, please.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and when you bring your gun, make sure it's unloaded, because obviously they're going to check the guns as you go into the show. You want to double-check and triple-check to make sure that it's unloaded, the magazines are unloaded, and then you'll have that available there to fit with. And the other thing that I would suggest is that when you get ready to start concealed carry, you may want to consider SimTrainer as your place to do that, because one of the things that we do is go through holster selection and some of the different options for ways you can conceal and what conceals in different ways and some options for how you might adjust your clothing and so forth to make that work well for you.
Well, another benefit to having Stoner on board is that in time past, we hadn't been some of the people that register for classes, they're not sure what gun they're going to use. Sometimes they decide they're going to maybe try a couple of different guns, a couple that we have in our inventory, and then ultimately they'll buy a gun either during that period that they're in concealed carry or later on, but they don't have a holster for it because we didn't know what they were going to have, and we can only carry so many holsters. The advantage to having Stoner so close is that if we know ahead of time, we can get a hold of them, and if they don't already have it in stock, there's a good chance they're going to be able to custom fit a holster for a gun so that when you come to class 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks later, you're going to have a holster ready for you for the gun that you're going to use and make the experience at class even more beneficial for you than if you do it the other way and just get a gun and then somehow start looking for a holster later on. I talked with Jeff extensively about that when we were talking about them becoming a sponsor, and I thought since they're local and since they can custom make holsters, it was going to be a great combination.
Well, and the other thing is that a lot of times people, as you mentioned, don't really know what they're going to select, and that's one of the reasons why we have our basic handgun class and strongly encourage people who are have not already purchased a gun and have not already practiced with it, or that the gun that they have is not one that they think they're planning on carrying concealed, to come through that class and find out and test several different guns, figure out what works for them, and do that well before it's time for their concealed carry class, so that they have identified the gun they're going to use, they'll be able to qualify with that gun, and then we'll still have time to get a decent holster for it so they can come take the class with that holster and practice and do the qualification from the holster. Then that's a perfect combination.
You know, that's a really excellent service that you guys provide, because the most major part about concealing a weapon is finding one that is comfortable and works for you. If you don't like it, you don't like how heavy it is or how it feels against you, you're not going to carry it, plain and simple.
Yeah, and it's much, far better to have a slightly different gun that you will carry and have with you than to be having the perfect gun that works only for you at the range.
Exactly.
We just happened to have two men come in the other day, two friends that I know. I referred down there a long time ago. They finally got the motivation to go there, and Mark fit them. They let them try a number of different guns, and they both selected guns that they didn't think they were going to like in the first place because they had never handled them. And it turns out the ones they thought they liked, they didn't, or at least they liked the ones that he gave them as options better, and they both purchased different guns than they went in there with the intentions of buying.
And we see that so often. It's far better that they actually had the experience that you just described, where they were looking for a gun but hadn't yet purchased it. We see the opposite happen all too often, where somebody goes out, they try a gun in the gun store, they say, gee, I like the way that feels in my hand, they've never shot it, they come down to the range, they've already bought the gun, and then they take begin the training class for basic handgun, or take the concealed carry class with a gun that once they shoot it, they realize, oh, this was not the right gun for me.
And one other related situation that happens is people will come with a gun that a friend gave them, and they said they didn't have a holster with it, and another friend or the same friend gave them another holster they said would work with it.
And it
well,
didn't.
That's a potentially dangerous combination, and we obviously don't let them do that. And so this is kind of a situation that we've established with Stoner that we can pretty much eliminate that problem, because we can get a holster for pretty much any of the popular guns that people, and even the unpopular guns, because when I mentioned over 200 models of holsters for different guns, that's going way beyond the most popular ones.
And that's in stock, plus they can custom make anything.
Oh yeah, we custom make each holster to each individual gun make and model. So if you come in and you say you've got a 1911, we expect that you actually have a 1911. When it comes to leather, you've got a little bit of leeway there, but you know, it really needs to be an exact fit, because they are all form-fitted. You don't need a safety strap with ours. You don't need a thumb brake. You flip these things upside down, your gun's not going to come out. They are really made right for the gun.
Good. We need to take a break and go into the news center, but we're here with Jake Stoner. And if you'd like to be part of the show, call the studio at 457-1290, and we'll get your question out to him as well. This is Mark Avery with Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290, News Talk Radio, WHIO. Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery with Jeff Pedro in for Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. You can find out more about us on our website at sim-trainer.com, or about the radio show if you're a new listener, at sim-trainer.com/radio. And in the studio today, we have with us Jake Stoner, a guest from Stoner Holsters, and they're a new sponsor of the show. So if you have not yet been out to our page in the last few weeks, you might go out there and you'll see the link to Stoner Holsters at stonerholsters.com. Jake, thanks very much for being with us today. And we do have a question that's come in, so let's go right out to the phones and talk to Mike, who's calling from New Lebanon with a question. Mike, welcome to the show. What's your question for Jake?
Well, first of all, I have a question for you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wondered, is there a difference between the handgun course you're talking about and a CCW course?
Yes. We have actually several handgun courses. The basic handgun class that I was talking about, where people would typically, it's a good place to get started. And if you are looking for a firearm in particular and you want to try out several different types of models, that basic handgun class is a great way to get started. It is not a concealed carry class. It's only a four-hour class. And then the concealed carry class then is a great follow-on to that.
Okay, I'm sorry. But do you also have one designed or for females? I'm looking for a class for my wife and daughter because they're wanting to take the CCW class, and I don't know what kind of handgun to buy them because they're both very small framed.
Yeah, that's perfect class for them. Do they have any firearms experience at all?
None. Okay. So, I mean, I think they're better off that way.
Well, what I'd really recommend they get started with is our First Shots class, because that's it won't be gun selection, but it will be the fundamentals of how to shoot a gun. It'll all be 22, so it's very low impact. It's a great way for new shooters to get started. And then that class also comes with a coupon that you can apply towards any follow-on class, which essentially makes that First Shots class free. So that's what I'd really recommend for them as a brand new shooter. Get them past the first of fundamentals, and then think about what kind of gun do I want to select, and then they'll be ready for concealed carry, no problem.
Okay, that's great. I will check out your website. And then for Mr. Stoner, for the man from Stoner Holsters, I was just wondering, I carry a Glock Model 27, and I just haven't found a holster that it fits in perfect, like you say, great. And I have a generic holster, but I wondered if you made one for that gun, and I just wondered about a price range. I know he can't give me an exact price, but a price range of how much that custom fit holster would cost.
Well, Mike, definitely we can make holsters for your Glock. That won't be an issue at all. And you did buy the shorter Glock, so that's going to make it even easier for you to conceal. Generally, our 415, which is the inside the waistband holster, is going to be our most popular. You would kind of have to try it on because of how thick the Glock is. I don't know if you would be able to get past the uncomfortableness of having something that big inside your pants, or, you know, if you would like to go with an outside the waistband. But
one of the things that we often recommend in our concealed carry class is that for people who want to carry inside the waistband, that they go up one pant size, add
right.
extra 2 inches in the belt and 2 inches in the waist.
Oh, well, yeah, that...
Unfortunately, I just lost a little bit of weight, so my pants that I do have now are a little big on me.
That's how
Perfect.
I did it.
But, yeah, so you're looking anywhere from like $52 on up to about $68 to get you a perfectly made concealment holster for your Glock.
Oh, well, shoot, that's very reasonable. I didn't know they would be that cheap.
And we actually guarantee the manufacturing of them for life then. So if you ever had any issues down the road, you bring it back to us, we'd fix it for free.
And Mike,
okay,
I want to...
Okay, well, my cousin is a gun dealer and I think a real good friend of yours. So I will be down there probably to your Middletown store in the next week or two to check that out. And I'm definitely going to go to Sim Trainer to their website and look for my wife and daughter a class.
Mike, also, just to let you know, if you happen to have the time on Christmas Eve, if you come down to the store on that day between 10 and 2, we're offering a special. You buy one person the enrollment in the First Shots class. The second person goes for free. That's for Christmas Eve only, and that's for any of our First Shots classes in the month of January, which will be the next
so
set of series.
And basic handgun and concealed carry?
January?
The class is in January, correct. We have we'll have one on the first Thursday and the middle Saturday.
That's right, the third Saturday.
Well, the only problem with that is my daughter lives out of town, so she'd have to schedule the class well in advance to get back here to town.
Well,
so.
Again, you could check our website.
I'm sorry?
Check our website to see if the dates in January apply, and then come on down on Christmas Eve. And even if you can't make it due to your scheduling situation, let me know you called in on the radio, or let Mark called on the radio, and we'll honor that deal if it has to be spread out over a broader period of time.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to try and get down there and get some of them raffle tickets, too. So
good deal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling the show.
Yeah, we've got another special that we're doing on Christmas Eve. Is anybody that comes to the range will get buy one, get one free, essentially, for First Shots, basic handgun, or concealed carry. That's for any of your either of the January sessions. There will be two sessions of First Shots, two sessions of basic, and one session of concealed carry in January. But if you come down on Christmas Eve and you register yourself, someone else that you're close to, whether it's a friend, a spouse, or a family member, or neighbor, they go for free. So take advantage of that if you were thinking about it, because it's going to be a great opportunity for somebody who maybe was just looking for a little bit of a deal. And I will tell you this, that's a smoking deal, especially our concealed carry and the basic class, because of the fact basic class, you get to try all the guns we put out. That's unique, I think, to many of the training sessions that you're going to be able to go to around this area. And then also in our concealed carry, you're going to get that legal block that's going to provide you with much needed valuable legal information on the when you can and can't carry.
We need to take a break now. Head over to the Weather Center. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and I want to review for our listeners. On Christmas Eve, Sim Trainer will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for anybody that wants to stop down. We will be finishing out our 12 Days of Christmas sale, where we have some really great deals on firearms. And remember, as part of that, sale process. We have 30, 60, or 90-day layaway slash same as cash type arrangement for somebody who may just want to get started and don't have the total amount for a gun. We'll work terms out with you. Also, anybody that purchases a gun gets a $25 gift certificate. So please take advantage of that if you're so inclined. There will be raffle tickets available on that day. They're obviously $10 a piece, but we'll be making them 4 for $25 for anybody that comes in and stops. So it's 3 for $25 up until Christmas Eve, and Christmas Eve during the 4 hour, or actually during 3 hours of the 4 hour final minute sale, because we will do the drawing right at 1 p.m. and we will announce the winners. And if they can get down there, we'll be more than glad to transfer the firearms to them in that short period of time. And if not, then we can take care of it the next day. Also, anybody that comes in, we will give 10% off of accessories and ammo with a 5-box limit on the ammo. So if you're interested, you have the time, you're looking for a last-minute gift for yourself or someone special in your life, be sure to stop by the range, and we'll be glad to help you out. We have in the studio today Jake Stoner from Stoner Holsters, who just came on as a new sponsor to the radio show. And Jake, you mentioned earlier you've got a wide variety of holsters. Could you tell us what are the most popular variations that you sell?
Well, the most popular holster that we sell is the 415 inside the waistband. Reason being is because your belt, your pants are going to cover pretty much everything from the grip down. You only have to worry about covering up the grip of your gun at that point. Besides that, depending on the size of your gun, we sell a whole lot of the back pocket holster, and also our pancake holster if you want something that hooks onto your belt from the outside.
Okay. And we at Sim Trainer, we're going to be stocking that holster here before the end of the year. In addition, you can visit their website at stonerholsters.com to see if something that they have might be of interest to you. He mentioned earlier that they're out at Hare Arena at the Dayton Gun Show the rest of today. They'll be out there till 5 o'clock this afternoon, and then all day tomorrow from 9 o'clock till 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Hare Arena. In addition, if you check the website or the link to their website, you'll see that they just moved into a new store in Middletown, and you can certainly get a custom-made holster for virtually any gun that you might have, and they'll be more than glad to service you in that particular area. I want to give a quick shout-out to my wife, Patty, and my daughter, Amy, and her friend, Megan, who are home. They were eager to get me out of the house, so I think that they were wrapping my Christmas present, Mark. I'm not sure, but
I doubt seriously that it took all of them to do that, but it might have.
I'm hopeful. Usually it's a lump of coal, but maybe this year it's going to be something a little bit more substantial. I mean, I can always use, you know, some boxes of ammo or a new gun or something like that, but that's kind of wishful thinking.
That's you for most of us, it's a wish. Yeah,
that's right. Also, again, I want to remind our listeners that in conjunction with the sales and opportunities that we have at Sim Trainer, if you can get down there on Christmas Eve, there's some great opportunities for you to get into training in the January classes. We've had several people who are looking, whether you want to get a gift certificate for somebody or you want to take the class and you want to encourage somebody else to go with you. Well, I can't think of much more encouragement you can get than, hey, look, I got it where you can come for free. That's pretty good encouragement, because the financial commitment for many people is what is the stopping point. And again, we have a little bit of flexibility. As Mike from New Lebanon, who called earlier, he's got a wife and daughter who want to get into the First Shots class. That's going to be a great starting jump off point for both of them to get exposed to firearms, to firearm safety, basic functional operation, handling of firearms. If it's the basic class, the main benefit to the basic class is that instead of going out and buying a gun and coming to us or someone else and saying, hey, train me how to shoot it, and finding out, wow, this really wasn't the gun for me. For example, the Sig Sauer P227 that just came out in the last few months. That's not the gun for most people yet, because it's popular and it might be something new that someone has in the store. That might be the gun that they sell you, and you find out that's not for you. The benefit to the basic class is you get to try 12 to 15 of our popular guns and find out which gun's right for you, and then you can go make an informed purchase when it's time to do so. And then when you go on the concealed carry, you already know what gun it is that you want. And in addition to our basic class, if our scheduled classes don't work for you, we offer private lessons. And we've been doing a whole lot of those lately. People who just can't commit to the time schedule that we set, and we try to be as flexible as possible, offering weekday classes and weekend classes. But there's just some people who can't meet the schedule because of scheduling problems they might have, work commitments, school commitments, whatever the case might be. The private lesson is the way to go, because we can pretty much set up a private lesson anywhere from, I think they've started them as early as 8 in the morning, and they go till 8 or 9 or 10 at night. So we can customize a private lesson for 1 to 4 people with little to no trouble. I know Mark's done quite a few of those lately, and my son Mark over at the range has done just a boatload of them in the last week.
And we have several instructors that will do those, and so we can work around pretty much anybody's schedule. And again, it doesn't have to be times when the range is ordinarily open, because if that doesn't work for you, we can go down. And in fact, sometimes, depending on what it is you want to cover in the lesson, it might be even a little easier to do that with the range nobody else shooting. So it's a great opportunity that we have to be able to offer that to folks, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it.
Yeah, one other program that people have been taking advantage of between now and the end of the year, our Try It Before You Buy It program, which is a year-round program where you come in, you try a gun. Let's say you're thinking about buying the Glock 26. You can shoot that gun to find out if that's the gun that's right for you. Maybe you're thinking between the Glock 26 and the Smith & Wesson M&P Compact. Well, the nice thing is now, for 2-for-1, you can come in, rent two guns for the same $10 fee plus the cost of a box of ammo, and you can compare them side by side. Not literally, but the way we do that down there, just so we can maintain control. You would take the Glock 26 out, shoot however many rounds you want to shoot. You would check it, double check it, triple check it, make sure it's empty, put it back in the case, bring it back to the front desk, and then we give you the Smith & Wesson M&P Compact. You could take that out there and shoot it. Then you say, hey, I'm still a little bit back and forth. Can I try the 26 again? No problem. We'll take the Smith & Wesson back in, let you try it out. Then you make a decision. You can buy there on the spot, or you can go to your favorite gun dealer, which we always encourage, and you can buy the gun after you've had a chance to try them out, which I think is so valuable.
One other thing I want to make sure that we mention is that any of our programs are available as a gift. So if you want to either buy the class, maybe you don't know their schedule, so you're just going to buy the class and then they would be able to call in and schedule it later. We can do that. Or if you just want a generic gift certificate for a particular amount of money, we can give you those as well. And they can be used for anything down at the range, and we'd be happy to get those set up to you so that you have something to give them as a certificate, something that can go in an envelope or even hang on the wall for a Christmas gift. So we'd be glad to do that. Let's just one more time, I just want to thank Jake for coming in. And if there's any one last word that you'd like to give our listeners in the last few seconds of the show.
I just wanted to mention again, we will be open Christmas Eve from 9 to 1, so if you're looking for that last-minute Christmas present, come on in. We also sell gift certificates, so if you don't know what kind of gun you're buying for, just get one of those.
And they're out at Hare Arena this weekend, so they'll be out there till 5 today and until from 9 to 4 tomorrow. So if you want to get part of that and get out there and see some of the other things that are going on and go out and visit Stoner's display out there, that'd be a great opportunity to do that. Thanks very much for being part of the show. We're going to be out for now, and we'd love to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290. News Talk Radio, WHIO.